Good. Who's missing? Anybody? Or all here? Yep. Page 31. We're back into Teams. Back into Teams. All right, so here's the team instruction. You're working with Jake and Tarquin. You're helping them to design the client journey, the journey the client goes through in their head during the launch phase, during the first year. So the client in their head goes through a journey with Jake and Tarquin as financial planners. This is what happens to them in their head. What happens next, and what happens next, and what happens next, and what do we do next is what the client's really asking. They just never ask it of you, and you sometimes don't explain it. So you need to design for Jake and Tarquin a client journey on paper that explains to the client, this is what we do during the launch phase. So study page 31, and before you start the teamwork, in other words, designing something for Jake and Tarquin, we'll go to page 32 in a second. I want you to explain to me what I'm trying to communicate on page 31. What's the underlying message here within the client journey? A couple of things going on. Andy?
The process is split into three separately well-defined segments, areas.
Yeah. Yeah. Who here charges three types? And because they're split into three doesn't mean you have to charge three different types of fee. But clearly, the opportunity is there, isn't it? If you do three different things with a client during the launch phase of the relationship, clearly there's an opportunity to charge for each type of thing that you do with them. Each one is professional work. Who here charges three different types of fees during the launch phase? Anybody? Craig? Yeah. Kind of. What does that mean?
An overall fee structure for what we think we're doing, but also there's areas that if then advice or implementation advice isn't required, it's just a service side, like truth or cash flow, dynamic cash flow system, then we charge fees solely for doing that exercise. So it could be part of the overall service.
Okay, what this is suggesting is you need to develop in your overall service and the way you present it and the way you charge for it, simplicity, clarity, and some consistency. In other words, stop making it up as you go along, because that doesn't work in the client's head, and that doesn't put you in a position whereby you can have a structure to your business which is clear and where the revenue stream is going to be clear. You just know ahead of time, this is what's going to happen this year. It also allows you to charge higher fees matching the value that you really deliver. Where's the highest value in the launch phase to the client? Where's the highest value to the client? In the launch phase.
The easy answer is advice, but I don't think you're looking for that, are you?
Sorry, can you mean that again?
The natural answer is the advice phase, but I'm guessing that's not the answer you're looking for.
Well, it actually is. I'm comfortable with that. I think your professional value to me as a client is the advice that you give me, which changes my life. I think the implementation is your problem. Mm-hmm. Okay? It's your problem. That's your, dealing with stuff and products and stuff, and your admin problem. And I know I've got to pay for your problems, but the value is in the advice. Which then makes a whole nonsense, and I know you've all been through this in your head, it does make a nonsense of the way our industry works. Complete rubbish. It's just complete and utter twaddle. Our value's in advice, and then we charge at implementation. As my daughter would say, what's that all about?
Can I just say that there's some value in the implementation, because I would, in my mind, maybe compartmentalise some of our activities, such as research, into the implementation phase of it. We've got to know where to implement the
right
plan.
Yeah.
So, I feel quite happy to charge for the implementation, knowing that bit of it, looking at the investments we've made, reviewing those investments periodically to make sure they're suitable for all clients and they're suitable for this client. So fast feeling that actually we can justify the charge at that stage as well.
Yes.
But you want to fit the picture.
Yes.
You're going to do what you want us to do.
But I have to say, as your client, going back to my too well-used phrase, I couldn't give a hoot. Mm-hmm. That is your problem. I just want the outcome. And really, the quality of the advice you start with giving me about what should be done in my life and helping me to understand it and helping me to buy into it and helping me to agree to it is where the value of our relationship really lies. Everything after that in the launch phase is really your problem. So, I want you to take Jake and Tarquin through the first year, and I want you to design a fee structure for Jake and Tarquin. Okay? I want you to take the client journey. I want you to sketch out a client journey for Jake and Tarquin. Sketch it out in three phases. Call it what you will, and design a fee structure. So I'd start with designing the client journey first. So sketch out a client journey, give it unique names. Remember, the names are really important. Sketch out the journey, give it unique names, make sure there's advice and implementation review shown there, and then give it a fee structure. Okay, let's make this really interesting. Let's make this really interesting. Steve, I'll make this really interesting. How about we award a prize to the table? It goes to the guest, to the table that comes up with the in the next 20 minutes with the best client journey with the most imaginative names that actually mean something, and the most
pressure off.
And the most effective, and this is in my judgment, so it's totally subjective, no objectivity in this, no metrics. The best client journey with the best names, the most interesting names, and the most believable fee structure in the next 20 minutes. And what the guests will get of the table that wins is they'll get part of that product. They will get the full audio of all marketing workshops. It's worth about £300 okay, on the open market. So you need to win something for your guests. Oh, by the way, sorry, I forgot to say, clients, members of the Advisor Gym, the executive mentoring clients will get the whole of this set, which is all of the workshops, manuals, all of the audios of all three marketing workshops, all of the transcripts of the audio, so word by word, the transcript typed out. The executive mentoring clients will get that package on that table. Okay, you just have to find someone to put it under the bed, Richard. And the rest of the classic coaching clients will get that on CDs. So they get all the workbooks, all of the transcripts, all of the audios, all packaged onto CDs, so you can print off at your will. Okay, so that will be yours for free as members of the Advisor Gym who have been with the Advisor Gym for 12 months. Okay, 12 months. So all those classic and executive clients who have been with the Advisor Gym for 12 months will get that for free. Eventually, those new people will get it for free as well, eventually. They get it for free. But I need you to win part of that, a small part of that, for one of your guests. Go. Okay, and stop. And stop. And stop. We'll come back to it in a second. Now move to page 32. And tell me what the significant difference is. This is all obvious stuff. What's the significant difference between the launch phase and the orbit phase? Launch phase on the previous page, orbit phase on page 32. What's the obvious significant difference?
Well,
Yeah, smaller. You're right. That's about it, really, isn't it, Craig? Why get any more intellectual than that?
It's ongoing. It's continuous.
Yeah, it is continuous. Why is it smaller?
There's no introduction. There's no getting to know your phase. We are in
the moment. Yeah, because you don't have a heavy advice phase and a heavy implementation phase normally in the orbit process. Of course, things will come up to throw that, won't they? I mean, you know, 3 years down the line, they'll suddenly come up with a big need and you're back into advice and implementation again. But the normal orbit process is significantly less complex, less intense. You'll notice there are three steps that I've designed in my journey. You don't have to design three, it could be two or one or whatever. What's interesting about the three steps is that they're not called meetings. Why is that?
You might need to see your client. You might need to see your clients. You can see them more remotely.
Yeah. What we're looking at here is you need to get your head around this problem. Thank you very much. Thank you. And get away from the normal industry behaviour pattern. I see a lot of advisors falling into this trap. My fee is connected to my presence. What is the problem with that trap?
You've got to be present.
You've got to be there. And what is the problem with that?
You can't always be there.
Yeah.
You don't want to be there.
Yeah, you don't always want to. Yeah, I mean, how many yous are there? How many time do you have? How much time do you have available that other people don't have? You're sucking up a finite resource out of your life that you cannot keep delivering. So one of the most dangerous things you can do as a financial planner is attach your fees, which you need to raise and get to its real value, to your presence. See, clients are not paying you for your presence. What are they really paying? I'm not saying your presence doesn't have an impact, but what are they really paying you for right from the beginning of today?
Involved.
I'd rather you weren't involved, actually. I want something
knowledge.
Else.
Knowledge and your experience.
Your knowledge in order to achieve what in my life?
Your outcomes.
See, what I want from you is an outcome in my life. I buy your knowledge in order that I can get an outcome in my life. And that's the only reason I buy your knowledge and your skill and your wisdom. So I can get an outcome. I'm very selfish. I just want an outcome for me. I love you very much, and you're a charismatic individual, and you know, we hug and kiss when we meet, all that rest of the stuff. But at the end of the day, this is about me and my loved ones and the outcomes in our life, not in yours, in mine. So to link your presence to your fee is not a clever way of behaving as a business person. So that's why I don't call things meetings all the time. It's a process. Review should be a process. Okay? We want to take the orbit phase and the launch phase. I want you to design your fee structure that shows this is how we charge in the launch phase and this is how we charge in the orbit phase. Go. And you have no more than 5 minutes to... You've done the hard work now. Carry on naming the pretty names and carry on, because, you know, your guest is depending upon this thing. They just want to get their hands on this product. Let's start with Gary's table. Then we go to Sean's, and then we go to Michael's, then we go to Charlotte's. So Gary, all to play for here. What I want to hear is the launch phase structure with names, the orbit phase, and I want to hear the fee structure of both phases. Okay, listen up, guys, listen up.
So you want the initial?
The launch phase with its fee structure and the orbit phase with it, their names and fee structure.
Okay, the initial point of contact we call it a blind date.
So this is in the launch phase, yeah? So you've got a blind date, yeah.
Which is the initial point of contact. The discovery meeting, we call that the first date.
First date. Yep.
And the what that covers is information gathering.
Yep.
Service levels, fees and costs.
So, sorry, are these different steps?
No, sorry, that's within the discovery meeting.
Do you want to know what's in the...
Just want to know the headline sorry. Of the box.
Right, so it's the first date, the discovery meeting is the first date.
Yeah.
The charge we would have that's 499.
499 in the first date?
Yeah.
At the end of the first date. So what's the blind date?
That's our expense, that's the initial...
Just the initial contact.
Okay, okay, good. So, so far, in the launch phase, I've got blind date and first date, 499, yeah? Carry on.
Yeah. Then we, the next stage is the research.
Research.
Which we call the wooing stage.
The what?
The wooing stage.
Wooing, okay.
It's very traditional.
Okay, wooing, yeah, carry on. Carry on.
Woo. Don't worry, we'll see all those. I've heard them all before.
Of course, everybody's dying to hear what the conclusion of this relationship is.
Okay. That's obviously when we do our research.
Yeah.
The next stage is the presentation stage, which is called dinner for two.
Dinner for two, yeah.
999.
Carry on.
Well, where are we charging it there?
Charging it there. Well, that's a report.
Okay.
999 for the report.
Sorry, what was that? So the report, is that at the presentation stage or afterwards or before or what?
999.
999. Presentation. Okay, I've got dinner for two, yeah. And I've got 999.
999. What the cost of the presentation?
I thought, I've heard of 69, I thought, what's... What is going on this table?
The implementation stage is going to cost
£999.
Well, hold on a second. I've got research and I've got a presentation.
So the combined two is £999.
Sorry, the stages to date are the initial contact, then the discovery, which is called the first date.
Yeah.
Then I've got the research, which is called wooing.
Yeah.
And then the presentation stage, which is called dinner for two.
Yeah. Yeah. And
that's where we are.
So far, I've got a fee of £499. And I've got another fee of 999.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
Very good.
Yeah.
So far we're still in advice phase.
Yep. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yep.
Carry on.
Next stage is the implementation stage, which we've named the engagement stage.
Okay. Yeah.
That's implementation. Which is
$499. Do you charge for that?
Yeah. Yes, we do. But we decide, we're also sorry,
simple,
we've
clear,
got to get, if consistent. If we get to the implementation stage, we would offset the fee for the 999.
So it's a 999 for the report, which is offset if we implement it. So if we implement it, then
and what do you offset it against?
The implementation fees if we receive those.
And what's the implementation fee structure? Okay. Now, I'm a financial planner and you got me lost. Simple, clear, consistent. Okay, I'm going to stop you there.
Okay.
Because if I'm a financial planner of 20 years and you got me lost, simple, clear, consistent, I'm being really ruthless here. Okay. Now we need to go to Sean. I have to tell you, Gary, I sat 20 minutes with a financial planner listening to the fee structure, not in this room, 20 minutes. After 20 minutes, I hadn't a clue what he was talking about. Not a clue.
We know what we're thinking about. Whether we explain it or not is a different thing.
Absolutely.
I'm still quite... I think it's quite good.
You know you've cracked it. I just...
No, I wouldn't say we've cracked it.
Okay. I'm the client and I'm kind of questioning already whether I get this or not. If you have to re-explain it to me, you're out.
Reading is in Berkshire, which is known as Royal Berkshire. So you would send out the Royal Intro.
The Royal Intro?
Yeah, which would introduce the company to it. It's got a first guide.
Okay? Just the headlines.
Burke's Guide.
Burke's Guide.
Sorry, the first guide.
Burke's Guide.
Burke's Guide, I get it. Okay.
With the menu and testimonials to filter out the clients before the meeting. Then we'd have a King's Ransom, which would be a mutual commitment.
Okay, and this is the first point of meeting?
Before the actual sitting down, and in effect, the discovery meeting, so it's before.
Burke's tour.
So we've sent out to weed out the people who aren't serious about seeing us.
Okay, just give me the headlines. So you've sent out a Burke's Guide.
Yeah.
Okay, what comes next? No explanations, I should know it, I should guess it. Okay, go on.
King's Ransom is £500 for the next meeting.
Okay, is that a meeting, the King's Ransom?
Yeah.
And is that the first meeting?
That's a payment for... Yeah, £500 is the payment for the next meeting. Then you've got, which is known as the Burke's Tour. So we find out Burke's in it's the discovery meeting.
So pre-meeting, first meeting, that's the King's Ransom.
Yeah,
now we're in the Burke's Tour.
Yeah, which we now come up. What happens from the Burke's Tour is we go away and do our royal think tank.
Okay.
So we put together an analysis.
Okay. And a report.
And a report.
Yeah.
And. Then a deployment meeting, and that set segment of work for the planning effect costs
£5,000 Okay, so I've got real intro, Burke's Guide, first meeting. That cost me £500 as a King's Ransom. Then I go into a Burke's Tour where you do most of the work, produce a report, and at the end of that you charge me 5,000 guineas. Am I right? Yeah. Carry on.
At that point, they can, if they wanted to, they can go away and implement for themselves, or they can use us and welcome into our kingdom meeting, which we would then implement.
Okay.
Welcome to the kingdom.
Yeah.
We're going to charge 2%.
Yeah.
Many assets with a minimum of £2,500.
Okay. Minimum. Okay. Watch out for the minimum. Minima. You need minima, and you'll see why when we start costing your prices.
So they may want to work with us, but hasn't got the assets at that point. So they would. They may. They just pay the £2,500 to work with us.
Okay.
Because they see the value in it.
£2,500.
Minima. To be in the kingdom, there is a monthly charge which pays for the ongoing service.
This is for
the keys to the kingdom, we call that.
Keys to the kingdom. Is this the launch phase or the orbit phase?
The orbit phase. We'll get regal speech, which is our communication
pack. Okay, don't need to know about the detail, just give me the headline and the cost.
£250
a month. Very good. Okay, and in the launch phase, I want to know which of those I get charged in the launch phase. Just give me the three, the figures.
In the launch phase,
£500. Which should I get charged in the launch phase?
You get charged £500 at the initial, and then £5,000 for the
launch.
And then when you implement 2%, £2,500.
What about this?
£250 a month.
That's
the ongoing service.
Yeah, and I get charged that in the launch phase.
No. Once you're in the kingdom.
So it's up down to the welcome to the kingdom. That's the final.
Stop. Michael.
Yes.
Launch phase and orbit phase. Go. Okay, good guys, running out of time.
Launch phase.
Launch phase.
Open wallet surgery.
This is the launch phase, yes? Open wallet surgery.
And we charge a fee of £87 just to get everybody hypochondriac.
So what step is this?
That's first day.
It's done on first.
That's for a first.
Okay, £87. Yeah.
Next stage is diagnosis.
Yeah.
We charge a fee of £999.
Right.
Bear in mind, that's part of the audience is for doctors over 50.
Sure.
The next phase is the prescription phase.
Okay.
Charge 3%.
Okay, where does advice stop and where does implementation start?
Diagnosis is advice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Implementation?
Yeah.
Okay, how much for this?
3%.
So 3%?
Yes.
3%?
Prescription.
Right. 3% of?
Invested.
If I've got, okay, carry on.
And then we move on to the 24/7 healthcare.
Is this still part of the launch phase?
No.
We're now into orbit phase.
Orbit?
Ongoing. Yeah.
And then following the circle there, we charge 0.999 for that.
Okay. This is for, what do you call this, orbit phase?
24/7
healthcare.
24/7. Okay, and you charge?
0.999%
of assets. Okay? And that's your orbit phase.
Yeah, specializing in medical.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay.